Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Vital Information. What's tea? So today's show, I am presenting to you that's a little bit late due to the fact that I had some technology issues again with the cable company. AT&T and Cox Cable have been problematic for a number of years, and this is something we're going to have to litigate in court. And I want you guys to understand that it affects me and my talk radio station and presentations and things like that. And the thing is, I want to make sure that we have everything good to go, ready for the presentation, and the show must go on. So as a presenter and also a talk show host at talkradiodiva.com, I like to make sure that we got everything on point, let you guys know what's going on, and then go from there. So with that being said, this is the Vital Information Show. What we're going to talk about today is what's tea, what's going on in the week, and also going on about the different things that have been in the news, and also talk about certain, and it's important, vital information that is pertinent to law, law and order, and a level of what is the statute of limitations. So we're going to talk about what's going on in the news, and then we're going to talk about statute of limitations so that we can kind of get an understanding about law, how it works, and then on top of that, how a lot of times things can happen, and sometimes you can't prosecute. And there's a reason why. So with that being said, let's go into it, get into all the new things that have been going on, and then go from there. And like I said, it's going to be a good show so that you guys can understand it, and then let's have a conversation. I'm getting a little late. So let's see. Let's start from what's most amazing, what's been going on. Let's do a sound check. All right, we're good. All right. Been in the news here lately. I've picked out a couple of different things. Okay. One of the main things that's been in the sensation, has been trending for a minute, is a level of T9 gun here in Las Vegas, sexual abuse and assault case. And it's closed by the police. That's one. Then the other one is the assault cases before. And I wanted to talk about that, but that's going to be the last thing that we're going to talk about. Because the thing is, statute of limitations told us and falls to this. And how a lot of their cases might get thrown out because of statute of limitations if it's not retroactive. So that's why I said we're going to work backwards, but we're going to talk about other different topics before then. So we got good old Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent. Our good old 50 Cent is the biggest bully next door online. We've all known that 50 Cent is the biggest bully in the yard. 50 Cent calls out T.I., what hood are you from? So I pulled this from XXL magazine, right? Shout out to XXL. Oh, God, yo, I tell you. 50 Cent is the biggest freaking troll. He had serious thoughts on killing taking place around his hometown of Atlanta just days after Chicago rapper King Von and two other men were shot and killed in the city following a shooting incident. Now some of his rap peers have been hopping on social media to criticize his comment. So this was like November 9th. This was like last year. 50 Cent chimed in after sharing an Instagram story posted by King Von's sister, Shayla, which read, and these are facts, but the energy he's always putting in people's business needs to be the same energy he needs to make it right with his own daughter. So nowhere is my brother, 50 Cent, get on his ASS, right? So Tip captioned his Instagram post naming Tip a trouble man. What did he say on here? Let's get from his dad. Hold on. Y'all some mess. Referring to social media posts, T.I. uploaded yesterday with the word, Atlanta is a beautiful, progressive city filled with black excellence. We uplift each other and win together. Stop coming here to kill each other. This is sugar, honey, iced tea is played out. He captioned the IG post, handle your beast in your city. Thanks in advance, King. Although King Von's sister doesn't specifically call out Tip in her post, she did repost a comment about people killing, shooting in their beast in their own city. So it was like a whole level of 50 getting involved in all this. Well, never talk down on people when you was once again the person you were talking down on. That came from Waka Flocka. I don't give a F about what the scenario is ever. I'm not talking about these guys that come from the streets. not N-I-G-G-A, except they do, bro. But I don't care if I get in life. Bro, I would never look down on anybody in the streets or anybody who ever in the streets because I understand the laws and lifestyle that come with it. And when you understand a lot of things you're not supposed to talk about. So I can understand where they're coming from. Because think about what's law and what's understood law. Even if you're not street, you respect the street, okay? So when we're talking about what is going on here, what they're trying to tell Pitt is mind your business. Stay out of other people's business and handle your own affairs and your own family. So I kind of understood it, but our greatest troll next door, 50, good old Fifth, had something to say and, you know, literally jumped in it, right? So it's funny. And then again, I thought about it. I was like, well, it's kind of not funny because I can understand where Pitt was coming from about the slayings in Atlanta and the shootings in Atlanta. But at the same token, you were once that person doing all the most and before you became famous. So don't forget where you came from is where everybody's coming from with all of this. And they're like, handle your own stuff. So this audio from Waka was telling him all that and the message he liked and posted and called out T.I. for his earlier message. So basically it says in this audio, never talk down to people when you once was that person out in the street. So I get it, you know, and I kind of understood what Walker was trying to say. He's basically saying if you was one of those guys before, a lot of times we have nothing to say about it unless you wasn't in the street ever and then you feel something, but even that person who wasn't in the street, what's it to you? What's to you? Why you got something to say about it if you never lived that life? You know what comes with that life and you know what you sign up for when you live that lifestyle. So I got it from there. So that's that one. So here's another one of what's been going on in the news. So we're finding out the Trump Organization is getting investigated. Okay, here's my thing. I don't get involved in politics for a reason. Politics is convoluted and it's a slippery slope. And this is where we're getting into a lot of things when it comes to local, okay? When we think about politics, stay out of it. I would tell anybody and everybody, unless you're a groomed politician and know what you're doing, stay out of politics. Don't even comment on politics, and don't even dip your toe in that pond. I don't care if you're a woman or a man. If you're not groomed and trained for politics, don't do it. Because it's one of those types of things that you've got to learn how to navigate politics and learn how to stay in your lane, but kind of work it out to where you get things done. Because here's my thing. If you're a politician, you got to almost have a squeaky clean background. If you are going to speak on politician stuff, then you better have a squeaky clean, what I say, a squeaky clean background. Because anybody can dig up dirt on you. Anybody can get your dossier. Anybody can get your information and use it against you. So with that being said, I wanted to talk about this because which means we don't delve into politics. That includes us as celebrities. Sometimes I think that I like celebrities to a certain degree, but sometimes I don't because sometimes some of them don't know what lane and what role they need to play. Part of it is because you get involved deep with other people, but you're not understanding that if you have not been groomed for success like that in a level of politics and a political arena, then don't step into it. Don't delve into things because you never know it might backfire in your face. And you never know who's going to find out things about you, use against you, especially if it's your own personal life that is kind of a little iffy or on a slippery slope. So you don't want to delve into politics for that reason, especially if you're not groomed for it, if your lifestyle or your past is not that clean, or if you haven't already come clean about your past, and then people can't use things against you for your own now. So I want you guys to understand that before we get into the other topic. Okay, that's where we get into the sugar honey. And a little bit of oil information and the statute of limitations. So I wanted to leave it up to you with a lot of different things that are going to do. So back to the Trump Organization, let's go over that. Again, this is one of those scary situations where if it goes too far, that's a better word, I could flip forward. Because if you're thinking about it, I don't like comment on things because I don't know nothing about it. But at the same token, on the outside looking in, I want to kind of assess it for what it is. And we have to look at it that there's not a level of civil that was on. Now we're talking about criminal. And this is where statute of limitations goes into that effect. And we're going to talk about most of those in the next segment. But I wanted to go over what's going on with these situations. And then you're through before it can go statute of limitations, where sometimes you can't prosecute a case, or sometimes you can't go forward with a case, but you can go civil, but you can't go criminal. And then sometimes you can go criminal because is a retroactive statute of limitations. So we're going to talk about all of that, having to get their specific information and more. I wanted to set it up this way for you guys to understand. Here's another thing about when you remember the response to that opportunity you made about going. It's still going to shake when I set up this shape room. Now, some of the stuff is going on, we don't know about. So let me have a little story about what was a tweet he made about living just a minute person. So it's not me, it's who. So right off the heel of the last verse about, many are waiting to see who will be hitting the stage because set it off for the culture. So there's always going to be conversation about which part of which group will come against each other. When it comes to former PHR crowds like Bow Wow, he won't all smoke for future contender Romeo Miller. So he made a sweet female response to Romeo Miller. So we know Romeo from hip-hop. It's on WeTV, and that's where Growing Up Hip-Hop. So if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. So I want you guys to understand that Growing Up Hip-Hop is hip-hop for these kids. So you're talking about Kelly Baltimore. You're talking about Eric Remy. You're talking about all these kids that grew up. You're talking about Breonna, Mary J. Blige, Stepdaughter, Kendall Isaac's daughter. So we're talking about all these hip-hop royalty kids. So these kids are our industry, right? So we're talking about all these kids that grew up. We've seen growing up. We've seen them when they were snot-nosed kids, all the way to Booger Bears, all the way to now Gold Gin, looking damn sexy, or some of them going to handsome and doing their thing. So they're following their parents' footsteps, correct? There's nothing wrong with industry. You just got to make a name for yourself outside your parents. I get that. So a lot of them are growing up hip-hop, and they're showing you what hip-hop's all about, and they're struggling to be outside their parents' shadow. I can understand that. I am a part of the industry, and have industry parents. You just don't know. And some of y'all did, and some of them tell you. Ain't further than what y'all already know. People are taking them a personal business. And I didn't want people to know. So at the end of the day, there's a reason why. Because I like to air privacy, and I got a lot of industry family. So again, like I said, I'm not a personal name drop. So that allows Sal, the good school, who used to date Eric Mina a long time ago, that's Savari's wife. So now y'all know who this is at, and so it just takes all this nuts. He used to be a rap artist, and he's been in the industry since he was a kid. So is Romeo Miller. So y'all remember Romeo and some of his songs back in the day. So we all seen these teenage hard rock from when they were teenagers to now grown up. So now they're parents. One of them's a parent, that one, I believe. Romeo doesn't have kids. And then you see Angela Simmons on there, and you see her sister. So you've seen all the people in one DMC kit. So these are hip-hop royalty, as I call it. So Sal says, you sure you want this smoke? I see calling you. You sure this is what you want? Versus. Okay, so the next time we see Versus, maybe Bow Wow and Romeo Miller will be on there. So we know Romeo Miller is Master P's son. So we see he did, right? So that's hip-hop royalty. So that's where you're there. So what's up? Do you want to see Bow Wow and Romeo Miller on Versus in a battle? Or do you want to see them just, you know, let it squash or is it not important? Just what's key? What y'all think? Let me know. Tweet me. Let me know. Call in line 515-602-9765. And then on top of that, let me know what's key. What y'all think? Do y'all think that's going to be a good one? Do you think they're going to have a good catalog to be able to bring it out and bring them out, bring them out? You know what I'm saying? Let's see what's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to it if they have it. Days ago, Romeo Miller was one of the coolest on the mix. He said that he spoke with someone and said that he was inspired about going up against friends in competition. He says nothing wrong with friends in competition. If thou does a that thing on balance, it's not with me. Don't do it. You don't want to do it, bro. So that's basically what he's saying. So fans of the rappers immediately talked about Romeo had enough hits, and Bow Wow quickly spending in the, on Twitter, that was coming down in the comment section. Over 20,000 roommates shared their opinion and even got into debate. One commented, Bow Wow was going hands down. Romeo's great in the streets of culture, that's amazing things, but he is a Bow Wow. Bow Wow has hit after hit from death row to social death. He has big dog status. So what y'all think? What three? Y'all think it's going to be a good one? I think it's going to be good because we remember these songs when we were growing up. We remember Soulja Boy Tell 'em. We remember all this. So which one do you think? Do you think Bow Wow and Romeo? Or do you think Soulja Boy Tell 'em? Bow Wow and Romeo in a versus would be great. Because, look, let's see. I'm here for all three of them on the stage to see how it's going to go all the way live. So that's my opinion on that. So next story. A shout out to Shaver for that. Okay, so here's Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent. So we know Miss Fifth. Okay, Curtis Jackson 50 Cent reportedly filed a document to seize Tierra Marie's assets and ongoing court battles. This is from Shade Room. Shout out from Shade Room. I also like the names of the two, but y'all go check them out. They're on my Instagram, they're also on Facebook, and they're also, I believe, on YouTube. So there is a whole ongoing court battle, and I told you guys about Lisa Brooks took on a lot with Tierra Marie's kids and whatnot about Hatmar, and that's the one we're getting to with. So I'm going to bring you on the seat. Tierra Marie needs to be on Rock Nation. Well, Tierra Marie is the same one that got kicked out for that pitch stuff, so that's no here nor there. Tierra Marie is a famous singer who has one of the best vocal ranges back when she was on Rock Nation. She just never went anywhere else in her career. So Tierra Marie had her struggles, things like that, ended up on with Hollywood, okay? So she was long term love interest of Ray J. So we know that from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, right? So this Curtis is taking her to court because of Love and Death of, what is it? It says, it's been a minute since 50 Cent and Tierra Marie has publicly addressed their ongoing court battle over teased revenge porn allegations. But it looks like this is ready to take action against Coin. Because if you'll recall, Tierra took 50 to court over revenge porn allegations. She found herself owing him $30,000 in legal fees due to judge's ruling. Since then, Fizz has been trying to get everything to get his money. Now he's reportedly filed documents for teased assets to be seized. So here's the thing. If she owes him a certain amount of money, I'm not going to tell you the whole amount, but she's put a level extra $4,000 to $492 on top of that sanction and another $2,597.80 in interest, there's a loan debt that she has to pay him. Because if you took him to court, you lost the court case. But the thing is, what Tierra Marie messed up now is you went after the wrong person. The person you should have went after is the primary person who had the court case and leaked it. Because it's like, I'll give you an example. My friend X did something to me, did to Michelle, he did to Rachel, and did to all his wives. He took pictures of us from the soap in the shower, or when we were willingly having sex, not when he's forcing sex, and he said, I do it for collateral. That is considered revenge porn if you release that, right? So there's a level layer of understanding here that if somebody else releases that and does it, it means that you have to sue the primary person, and then the secondary person who released the porn can be subsequently sued because they released something. But the thing is, you went about it wrong and filed the case against the wrong person for releasing it. You should have got the person who actually did it. The only thing that you can go is civilly sue the other person because they went along taking that for releasing it. But the thing is, you can't really sue him on a technicality because he got the information from someone else. So not only was it shared, but it was shared in the conversation with the wrong person. So that's where we're talking about statute of limitations here. Unless there's repeating ongoing incidences and whatnot, then the statute of limitations does not move forward. So now you don't understand where we're going to get into the tip and tiny situation and how some of those cases are going to get or are going to be dropped in investigation because of the fact that the Las Vegas case is that same year of statute of limitations. So unless there were still egregious things going on for a period of time, that resets the clock. And it's not retroactive. Now, going to why they are going to win that Las Vegas case if I speak trial. And they feel the legal be sued, but cannot be criminally prosecuted. So I want you guys to understand that, why it works out that way. Different states have different laws. So therefore, we need to have a conversation, but we need to go to the end of the last information, which leads up to this, for you guys to understand how you can't get mad at Clifford Harris and Tamika Tynan and here because of certain cases that are before the time of statute of limitations, and if it wasn't retroactive. Meaning that since the laws change in the first year, and they said some cases are grandfathered in from those states, going forward, you can't go back from those states and the statute of limitations were in California in the year. So you're talking about 2015 all the way through, yeah, you're talking about 2005 to 2015 statute of limitations were in California in that case, and it's not retroactive in that state. So therefore, when it's grandfathered in, the law changed 2012, and means that the statute of limitations ran out faster time, and that they wrap up again from the old statute. So now you know why that case will go forward. It does not mean other cases won't go forward, because if they are retroactive where the cases and the law change, or if grandfather going forward, meaning you can go back and reopen those cases and prosecute them criminally, then yes, they have a case. And you cannot go and sue them in the sense of criminal, but you can get them on a civil and damage it. So that's where that court case, with the new cases that are coming along, where they can do the investigation, but if there's misconduct in human trafficking or sexual abuse or sexual exploitation, yes, they can go back on a case, but they can't do double jeopardy at the same time, but they can do it on based on a level of misconduct and judging someone or non-consensual sex. That's the only way that they should do that. But, again, you got to look at the law and where it's grandfathered in the statute of limitations. So we're going to have this conversation in just a second. So let's go back to fifth and tier three. So we're talking about the level of misconduct that happened. And so she had Edward, who released nudes or whatever sexual things that they had going on. So she should have sued Akbar, and then she should have sued a local layer of whoever obtained the video and released it. So that, I think, requires something like that. She should have sued him instead of Fifth. But she ended up suing the wrong person, and then also the court case that she had with her in court, she named the wrong people in the case. So she takes it back to court. The thing is, she's going to have to name the primary parties who are involved in the revenge porn and whoever obtained it and released it. That's who you sue. You can't get mad at 50 for the fact that he actually talked to that. So that's where you get into he said, she said, and vital information of, okay, this person talked about it. That does not mean there's defamation there and makes me probably wrong for filling you about it. And that's where we go into a slippery slope. So what you have to understand how Curtis Jackson is in the fight and the situation, although he kicked at her about it. He shouldn't have, which means that there's a level layer of cosmic karma that's going to come to 50 for that. But that's more here than there. I'm not here to practice karma. But I want you guys to understand that here me some of them, I get anxiety. So that's why Fitz is able to go and seize her assets. You can try if you want to go hide the money, but then you'll be able to prove it if you get it. So she might as well pay up. But if she says she ain't got it, he can go for her assets. So now you don't understand where that goes. So I want to give you guys that scenario of the same petty mess that she got kicked out for, because that petty mess involves a FedEx who did the same revenge porn type of thing and sat there and took pictures and did things unauthorized, illegal, unlawfully, and took pictures of Michelle. He did it to his ex-wife, Michelle. He did it to Rachel. His other ex-wife, he did it to me. And I do it to all my women for collateral. So I want you guys to understand how far a person can go and be narcissistic, sociopathic, and use things for collateral or against the woman that they were dating. As the same thing with Pierre and Marie's situation, the FBAR, the Muslim guy. And then I told you about the storyline was fake, and then Forrest, he went with it, and this is when he dropped the case. But Pierre and Marie's in a bunch of hot water because either way, you're still in a mess because something for their person. So I want you guys to be brought up to speed as to how this should work out, how can best fire you face it when you're playing in that game, because what goes on there comes to life. And you have to be careful what you're doing to someone else. Because even if you think it's funny to do or talk about, it's not. You're invading someone's privacy. And I told you about the IPX, don't think that BT&E was doing. And I told you guys about personalized things that were being used in storylines. And I told you about my cases. I went to Bravo, went to VH1, and went to different places and did all these different things. And their cousins went to Trina, and all the hip hop Miami stuff, and all the hip hop Hollywood stuff. And I told you about my cousins and my sister. So at the end of the day, there's nothing funny about it because they tried to. And then on top of that, there's a little comment there that shouldn't have happened. So the network's not fault. It's the production. A lot of antics. And I've told about you guys, Pete Townsend, and John David Ellison, Ken Sadie, Kim Copeland, the antics that they did. So I've told you about lying about this. It's happened. So when a person's talking about lying, they don't pay up to CT, Sierra Marie, because she did a lot of stuff that she was in her business doing and being a mean girl, but it backfired to face. So it's been a year since any developments in the case that I made, and was previously reported that Sierra was hit with a lien back in 2020 and made up paper. Now, 50 years probably even more paper in attempt to let the balloon go. So at the end of the day, it was against her ex-boyfriend, she's ex-boyfriend here then. Sierra Marie took 50 court over the alleged involvement in a revenge porn case against T's ex-boyfriend. She alleged that 50 shared a graphic photo of her, which was allegedly posted by her ex-Marie Abdul-Ahad. So not only is the story borderline fake, but if they did have sex and things like that, he took pictures of her, and then Fifth put up that picture, the only thing she can sue him on is a level of tormenting, bullying, and gaslighting, and putting out a new picture. That's the only thing that she can do, but because it's second theory, it's a level layer of proving where did you get that picture from, who gave it to you, and then from there, counter-suing for data for harassment, defamation of character, and spreading nudity on the internet. That's the only case that you have. And that would be a civil case, not criminal. So now you understand we're filing a case wrong if she calls you to the state. That's why she lost that case. And I told you guys, I went to school for CJ criminal justice in the beginning. So I also want to graduate when I graduated in criminal justice so that I couldn't work in the type of case, things like that, and do a doctorate and going on my master's JD and then my doctorate in law. But I told you my life changed from all that. I agree with Ms. Conner, but these are normal things that happened to me a long kinds of associational majors to get a resource, but I still have to take legal classes. And that's what I do, come in with explain this stuff to you guys. And I'm not here to give legal advice, and I'm not a lawyer, so therefore I'm not giving you guys legal advice. I'm just telling you what procedure policy is, and that you guys got to conduct a qualified lawyer in order to go and reiterate these things and legal advice from the standpoint in that area, but in a level of understanding legal, I'm just telling you what to see, so you understand that's my disclaimer. I'm not a lawyer, therefore I'm not giving you legal advice. So I want you guys to understand that. But I'm telling you where she failed in procedure legal and how she failed in certain areas of filing her case. That question was. So, 10 years have gone by, and then he still has two times. And so what do y'all think? Should he give it up? Let us know. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think? And give me a level of vital information. What do you think? Call me at 515-602-9765. And then on top of that, you can log on to Talk Radio Diva. We'll talk radio team. Do more and text 866-727-9323 or 444-8544 and then we'll talk about your comments, things like that, the next show. So I wanted you guys to understand that when we go and get out the final information, it's a level layer talking about the hot topics, what's going on, and the sugar honey guys, it's happened this week, and then on top of that, a level can have a lot of information to present you guys and meetings and more. So let's go into trust. I wanted to say the best for last, and then we're going to go back to, you know, like I call Harris. And how that case can be worked out, and where some cases aren't going to go forward, and some cases the statute of limitations. That's where Trump is signing off messed up. And how the statute of limitations of Trump's case, it can either be criminal or it can be civil. And if they're able to move forward, how it's different for T.I. Attorney's case, where some things are not going to be criminal, but they will be civil, versus Trump is going to be criminal versus civil. So you guys understand law and how it works. And a lot of people like to get mad at law enforcement, like to get mad at agencies and things like that. But you can't get mad at the agency, the law enforcement, if the law is the law. And then you got to look at each law is different. There is no universal law that matches how to call each state, unless each state has equal law that are commensurate that you can match it up. And I want you guys to understand that when we went through lawsuits, legal one and two, and then on top of business law, tort law, and then we call intellectual property law and things like that when it comes to the internet technology. So I want you guys to understand why it works like that and why you can't always get mad. Sometimes get the facts, get the presentation, get the understanding of this before y'all make these comments or get mad and want a windmill for your favorite or want a windmill because you don't want to believe that the law works in certain ways. So we went over that. Let's get straight into this one. Erica Mena alleges her home was recently robbed and offers $20,000 reward for information on suspects involved in this, and whatever. Anyway, Travis Barker's wife, ex-wife, seemingly alleges their marriage ended because of an affair with Kim Kardashian West before it with Kourtney. So Shayna Mokler is stating that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have been using every opportunity to flaunt their new romance, both on social media, on and off, but explosive new claims allege that Kourtney wasn't Travis' first choice from the famous family. According to new reports, Travis Barker and Shayna Mokler's daughter recently attempted to put her mother on blast by sharing screenshots, old text messages, and revealed an alleged affair between him and Kim Kardashian and Travis. The alleged text claimed that it was the reason why her parents divorced. So I don't want to get into that. That's not funny. And I can feel for kids, but kids, I'm going to tell the celebrity kids one thing. Y'all better learn how to navigate the internet and be careful about what you put out about your parents. Because these types of situations are convoluted. And I'm not sticking up for the Kardashian West crew at all. Y'all know I'm not a fan of them, and y'all know why. And that's personal because of John David Allison and Chloe said that John was the leak. No, he wasn't. Case from 91-93 with the leak. That's Kenneth Eddie, John Avery, Jerry, Joe Nathan. We did a joke, let Nika's husband. And like I told you, the reason why I say that, Blatnika, because I don't like saying the woman's name, and I don't give her the respect that she has not earned, and all the bullying, harassment, provoking, and gaslighting that was done in Florida and Georgia and things like that, and her husband was responsible for all these terroristic antics and provoking and gaslighting. So that's nor here nor there. But she says, I divorced Travis because I caught him having an affair with Kim. Now he's in love with her sister. It's all gross. I'm not the bad guy. So this is coming from a 2015 interview with Travis Barker in Us Weekly. That has resurfaced because he talked about his attraction to Kim. How could you not stare at Kim? Mind you, I enjoyed hanging out with Paris, but I love curvy girls. I know it's no way that she's struggling with Paris, but I cannot keep my eyes off Kim. He said he was joking. So now he's dating Kourtney. So that's nor here nor there. But the thing is with Shayna Mokler, I think we're into a hairy situation and a bad situation. He's putting it out there, and then the daughter trying to wing him for her mother. And I get it because nobody wants to be silenced about their pain and suffering, but sometimes it's best not to talk about it. Now you know why I don't want to be still, because some things are bigger than you. You have no clue why things happen. But the problem with all of this is it's convoluted. It's a messy situation. So when I'm talking about celebrity kids wanting to windmill for their parents and defend their parents, when either the father goes after the mother and wants to say, mind your business, or tells the mother, oh, you're just mad or you're angry, she has a right to be angry, but the child shouldn't be windmilling for the parents, because it puts the child in the position of wanting to have loyalty to both parents. But when the parents have been divorced for a reason, because of some infidelities or whatnot, allegedly, you have to be careful with that. And I want to tell celebrity kids, this is my mother wit and my mother ability to step in and say, hey, as a mother, if I was to be famous, I wouldn't want my daughter to windmill for me, because she doesn't know what she might be talking about, and she may not know the details or ramifications of the divorce. Therefore, I wouldn't want a windmilling about it on the Internet, because the Internet is one thing I hate. I'll tell you why. The Internet can work or be bad for you, in the sense of technology. You can't recall a tweet. You can't recall a post. You cannot recall a comment. The only thing you can do is delete it, and it's never gone. Somebody can find it if they're good and tech savvy. Now you know why I said I hate the Internet, because there's not mechanisms in place right now to recall something, and within 5 minutes, somebody's taking a screenshot of something you said. These screenshots and these screenshot police, they get on the Internet and take a screenshot of every little fart that goes on, and they put it out there in the news. You can't call it back. You have an hour, maybe 2 hours, maybe 5 hour window, but not everybody in their uncle has seen it or it's gone viral. So now you guys understand why I say celebrity kids have to be taught how not to windmill for their parents. This goes into also Zonic Pullen, who wanted to talk about catching a fade. And I got a give off thing and a message about wanting the fade or something like that. And like I told you, don't windmill for your parents, because your parents may be able to get through this. Do not think about wanting to get at somebody and do word sound word play and try to play with somebody if your parents did dirty or did wrong. Because at the end of the day, they're going to deal with their own cosmic karma. I'm not after your parents, but my ex is the one who is dealing with your parents. Therefore, you are all the smoke. You better catch someone else. You're not going to catch a fade with me. So I wanted you guys to understand why I said celebrity kids should not win mail for their parents, because you don't know the whole ramifications of what's happened with your parents in the last 15, 20 years when you were a child. Now, if your brother had something to do with something that happened with my daughter and asked for news for my daughter and did that in California, then your brother needs to answer for that, and your father and mother need to answer for that, because your mother is a custodian and guardian of that child that did some misconduct. So deal with it in that sense. You're not going to catch that fade unless you want to fade in court. So I want you guys to understand the vital information of statute of limitations, and statute of limitations does not run out if there's egregious misconduct that keeps going on and on and on. So when I told you guys that there's a level of misconduct that's gone on in my situation where I don't know these primary people, but my ex does, and it goes into that level of tier marine, that pettiness, then it goes into levels of escalations, and years of stuff, because of cases from 91, 93, 94, 96, 2007, 2008, and that has to do with the other people go west through. We were on those cases 2007, 2008. And that's where I told you guys, a lot of times people like to windmill for their favorite, not knowing what their favorite favorite has been involved in or done. So this is where it goes fast forward here in the situation of a divorce, and it was arising from infidelity, but the child wants to windmill for mom. I get it. I understand it as a mother, and as a mother to my child, I tell my child, don't get on the Internet trying to defend me, because you don't know what you're defending. Be careful what you're saying or doing, because you can open up a can of worms that you don't want to open. So this is kind of like the Shayna Mokler and Travis Barker situation. So on page 6, it also reports their inside source slammed the affair rumor, stated that Shayna Mokler's bitterness at Travis in relation with Courtney is the source of the allegation. Perhaps Travis and Kim have never had a romantic relationship. But if the child went out there and said something, this is why I said children sometimes need to know their place, stay out of their parents' business. Because if that happened allegedly years ago, then there needs to be a level layer of confidentiality and keeping that on the hush if that happened. If it did not happen allegedly, then let that be that. That's why I said a lot of celebrity kids need to learn how to navigate the Internet and not want to windmill for their parents, because they not know what they're saying, and they'll put their foot in their mouth. But it also proves Shayna Mokler's case. So they say the report, the inside source, that they were friends who met through Periscope, and was also how Courtney and Travis were introduced. So as for a level of Travis and Courtney, the two continue to attack on the PDA on social media, as Courtney recently posted about giving Travis the tattoo that read, "I love you." Kim Kardashian has not publicly responded to the allegation. In my mind, y'all know I'm not a fan of the Kardashian-West crew because of personal reasons and things like that. But I'm also willing to be a neutral person and logically look at this from a standpoint if I was a celebrity. My best advice to Kim will be don't even answer this or even justify it for the answer because you're only going to look even more through argument right now. So the worst thing that Kim Kardashian can do is windmill about this other than say that's not true and leave it there. So that's why I said kids can be kids, and sometimes kids can get so mad that they put their foot in their mouth and say something out of turn or repeating something a parent might have said, and it may or may not be true. So that's that for that vital information. So let's go move forward to the Trump organization. And the new VA inquiries and so.
I'm going to approach it in the form of, let's explain it from a civil criminal standpoint. Situation of civil investigation. Okay? And this is where the sugar honey kind of speaks up down to the civil criminal. Because of all the layers of the state, it's criminal, it has to do with all the things that we're going to see earlier, over the next 4 years of something that's going to happen. So an alleged theft of misconduct or criminal actions in the case. And things like that. So whether it's true or not,
we have to look into the statute of limitations on the Trump organization and the Trump dealings behind closed doors, which I have no knowledge of, and I'm not going to speak on that. I told you I'm getting the politics, and I told you Trump was down in Pensacola, in Atlanta, and Orlando. And I told you I'm not a big fan of his, but I'm also careful about what I say. So let's pull up that little story. It's a lot, y'all, so I want to make sure that I present it to you in such a manner that it's not too much, but you guys get the gist of it. And it's a crazy situation, too. Okay, just give me one moment, guys. There we go. So it was a trending topic on Twitter. It locked him up, right? And a TikTok is trending on there. And there were so many memes. I mean, it lit up Twitter. I'm going to tell you, Twitter is something funny in some cases. And sometimes I sit there and say, the internet is H-E-double hockey sticks sometimes. And you guys are pure NT H-E-double hockey sticks. It's a lot. Okay, here it is. Trump organization is now subject to criminal investigation in New York. State Attorney General's office has said. So here we go. Here's the nitty-gritty of it. We are now actively investigating the Trump organization in criminal capacity. Okay, what is it saying? Let me give you guys a summary review of it. Okay. So the key points are the New York prosecutors are conducting an investigation into the Trump organization. New York Attorney General's office says it's investigating the company in criminal capacity. Michael Cohen, Trump's one-time attorney, has been interviewed. And so forth. So a spokesperson spoke to CNN on Tuesday about it. So we've been informed that the Trump organization has an investigation into the organization is no longer purely civil in nature. We are now actively investigating Trump organization in criminal capacity along with another organization entity. I'm not going to say what it is. So it comes a week after it was revealed that Michael Cohen, former President Donald Trump's one-time personal attorney, has been interviewed multiple times by a certain entity. I'm not going to tell you who. So the criminal inquiry is focused on whether the Trump organization, an umbrella company for a former president's business interests, engaged in tax and insurance fraud, among other crimes. Okay? So speaking to the insider, I'm not going to tell you who it is, said that the former boss should be expecting more bad news, as documents are being reviewed by a certain entity and a certain entity. It appears that the troubles with Donald Trump are just keep on coming. So it's like the gift that keep on giving. Nobody wants that, but it's going to happen anyway. So you as associates will be held responsible for their actions. So the situation office that had been working with the other office in August in 2019 is that it's looking for documents such as tax returns and things like that to see the former president's organization misled lenders about the value of their properties and valuation and paid appropriate taxes. And then on top of that, a level of old preparatory school and elite private set of people, so I'm not going to say the names of the parties for privacy purposes, as the chief financial officer of the Trump organization. So they're alleging impropriety. Okay? And then a level of other people who are insiders who are coming forward, including the school tuition and compensation packages to the husband and the wife in the situation. So this is going all the way back to avoiding taxes, tax evasion, and compensation packages and things like that. So the spokesperson for the former president did not immediately return a request for comment. And so I wouldn't want to comment on this because this is partial where it's going into politics and it's going to a level of egregious misconduct, and hopefully paper trail is not going to lead to other arrests and things like that, which is what it's looking like. So that's why I'm erring on the side of judgment to not comment on the political side. And then, too, on top of that, you guys know I'm not a political pundit. I'm not the type of person to go into politics because I don't like it. And once you get into that, it gets into a slippery slope. So that's why I told you guys, never get into politics unless you're groomed for it and you know how to say things, what to say, and where to say it, and where to kind of slow your roll and not be able to say a lot of things without putting your foot in your mouth. That's the reason why I don't do politics. And you have to be groomed for it. And I'm not trying to be a politician. So this goes into the Mueller prosecutor says that Trump could be imprisoned and indicted and whatnot, and then the long arm of the law extends to Florida and Georgia. So I want you guys to understand all this. And then there's the situation with Giuliani being treated like a terrorist by prosecutors, his attorney said. But we all found out Giuliani got his house raided and things like that. This goes into politics where sometimes you don't get into other people's backgrounds or personal business affairs, and nothing is found out on the other party with the attack. So therefore, it ended up opening up a can of worms for themselves. So this is why I told you guys, sometimes staying in your lane, knowing how to navigate things, and knowing how to not put your pawn or your toe in the political bond unless you know what you're doing. And then on top of that, not digging up dirt on people and thinking it's going to work out well for you when people can go pull your dossier, your past, and your information and put it out there. So you have to be careful. That is why I'm always careful about picking with people, provoking gaslighting, or doing any kind of bully misconduct crap, because it can always come back on you, because what goes in the dark comes to the light. So with this vital information, we're going to go into statute of limitations after we explain exactly how it goes from criminal, civil to criminal. So at first, the allegations can go from civil because of statute of limitations. So with that being said, let's Google it. Do our homework. What statute of limitations mean? And why sometimes people have to go for civil instead of criminal and criminal charges, unless there's a crime that are going and they're repeatedly going on, which renews the statute of limitations, depending if it's retroactive from whatever date it started. So seeing as though the situation is going from civil to criminal because of the statute of limitations and continued misconduct or egregious misconduct over a period of years, and then it reopens cases that were once closed. Now y'all understand why I said sometimes it's best to leave someone alone. Don't terrorize them, don't bully them, don't harass them, because you're opening up a can of worms for cases that were already previously otherwise closed, and therefore that criminal investigations that can come into the forefront, and someone can go back and criminally sue you and sue you under different charges, but not double jeopardy. So let's talk about these terms. Then we'll go into Tia and Tandy how there's a difference and where some things are going to be civil, not criminal. And y'all know I'm not a fan of Tia and Tandy either. But the thing is, you can't get mad because they might get off for the Las Vegas one, so they may not get off for the California one, depending if it's retroactive cases. So let's talk about statute of limitations first, and then go into legal terms and legalese so you'll understand it. Okay, so in the law legal, a statute of limitations is a law that sets the maximum amount of time the parties involved in a dispute have to initiate legal proceedings from the date of the alleged offense, whether civil or criminal, okay? So the purpose of this is the statute of limitations in criminal cases ensure the final prosecution of criminal charges, thereby scare the accused of the burden of having to defend against failed charges after memories may have faded or evidence is lost or lost in translation or lost in what we call chain of custody. Okay, so statute of limitations in federal cases and things like that are different from state. So now y'all need to understand state charges versus federal charges. Federal charges, statute of limitations is longer, but state charges is shorter. So when we look at that, the statute of limitations in most cases is 5 years, 10 years, okay? And then it can go up to a level 20 years depending on what the tort is. And let's look at what a tort is, okay?
Then we can go back into statute of limitations. And then you got Florida, Kentucky, Arkansas, Alabama, Texas, and some cases, and Texas, Michigan, Ohio, and Louisiana, Illinois, all the different states, the middle of Mississippi, where some of the statute of limitations are court, sort of the same, and we match it up in court cases and things like that, statute of limitations doesn't run out because their law and legalese and the levels of Victorian are what you call Justinian Code or what we call Oxford Law, Victorian Law, or what we call Oxford Law in over there in England versus what we have adopted in the United States, which is Justinian Code, which is Louisiana law, and things like that. So that's where a lot of our laws are derived from. So in the South, a lot of the laws are similar and about the same. So when the long arm of the law, depending on the amount, it goes from state to federal, federal to state. So that's where the statute of limitations of 5 years, 10 years, 20 years comes into play, depending on the tort. So what is a tort? And I'll give you guys the statute of limitations of Florida and statute of limitations for murder, statute of limitations for California, and statute of limitations by state. So we have statute of limitations for Florida, right? So the statute of limitations is found in Florida statute section 95.11. Some of the important limitations under Florida state statute include the recovery for Florida judgment is 20 years, breach of written contract 5 years, 4 years for total of oral contract. So now you understand Florida. Let's go to statute of limitations for California. So the definition of the type of case is the procedure. California state statute of limitations range from 1 year to 10 years, the point at which the clock starts ticking, typically in the date of the incident and discovery of a wrongdoing. Statutes can extend toll for various reasons. So now you understand where the extension comes from and statute of limitations in California. So that's where the Nevada case that T.I. and Tiny have is going to be is closed because of statute of limitations for there. But if there's other misconduct, that civilly lawsuits can come into play, but not criminal. What crimes have no statute of limitations in California? Offenses punishable by death, offenses punishable by imprisonment in the state prison, or for life imprisonment without possibility of parole, embezzlement or public money, and then other things such as egregious crimes of sexual misconduct or abuse and things like that. So anything that is compensation to injury or to or for preemptive death or death threat or wrongful act of negligence or other misconduct that includes almost up to a level of civil procedure code 335.1 that gives you 2 years starting from the date for an underlying incident to file a lawsuit, civil, and then if it's egregious in nature and there's multiple crimes, then your statute of limitations extends. So that's where you go into personal injury, and then on top of that for death. So you can sue, can you sue someone 10 years later? It's depending on the case and situation, you're able to file your lawsuit between 1 and 10 years, and in some cases up to 20 years, depending on what the conduct was and how far it went from federal to state, state to federal. So that's where that overlapping where the feds get involved. And if the feds get involved, then the cases can go forward from 10 years going forward as long as it's retroactive and the law states as such. So I want you guys to understand that, and criminal law, civil law, and then punitive law, and things like that. And when you have to go to court in these cases, you have to know the law. So California criminal statutes of limitations. When you look at this, at levels including speedy trial and deadlines, you look at the levels of temporary closing courthouse, defense and jury trial, creating temporary rules. But you can also look at this, the actual oral arguments that can be set forth and bringing criminal charges in a case. If the prosecution charges someone after the applicable time period, that that person charged can have the case dismissed depending on the situation. So limitations are crimes like murder have no statute of limitations, meaning government can file criminal charges and alleged offense at any time, or a toll level of statute of limitations allowing government more time to bring a case if it's set time limits along with cases with varied exceptions and tolling rules. So these rules are including up to misconduct, civil actions, or other things like that, medical malpractice, personal injury, or levels of private parties is suing, or a level of felonious assault, or levels of misdemeanors, or high crimes, and other things like that. There's no time limit is yet for chronic punishment of death, or life sentence, or first-degree murder, or treason, or embezzlement of public money, felony rape offenses, including force or violence, that's where the law is going to stick it to certain people in certain cases because of felonious levels of violence or what we call egregious violence, that the totality of it extends the actual statute of limitations from 10 years to up to 20 years.
So when you look at the time limit for a felony versus a misdemeanor, that's where the time clock goes and sets forth, and if it's retroactive, that's California Penal Code 799-805, and that's 2019. So the sexual limitation of murder and first degree, treason, rape, involving force and violence, no time limit. Aggravated sexual assault on a child, no time limit. Embezzlement of public money, no time limit. Certain felony sex offenses against a child, up to the victim's birthday, 40th birthday, so it's no time limit. Other felony sex offenses require sex offender registration up to 10 years. Committed against elderly or dependent adults up to 5 years. If it's infliction of corporal bodily injury, current or former intimate partner up to 5 years. Up to 10 years. If it's felonious, then and you continue to do it, you add 5 years to each crime. So that adds the statute of limitations starting over from that 5 year mark. So that's where you guys need to understand where I told people, leave me alone, stop bothering me. Statute of limitations does not run out because you keep doing the dumb crap that you're doing. Felony fraud, misconduct by a public official, crimes that are theft and embezzlement against elderly dependent adults, 4 years after discovery of offense or 4 years after completion of offense, whichever is later. So therefore, if you continue to keep these offenses up every year, and every year that you keep going, those 4 years start over and it's retroactive. But in circumstances where it's difficult to discover the crime or victim might be particularly scared to report it, the law might give the prosecution more time to file. So now you guys know where it's a slippery slope with the law. And so let's go into what a tort is, what qualifies as a tort, and where you go into civil, and then you go into punitive, and then you go into libelous, and then you go into slander, and all the things that were done to me, and then the levels of statute of limitations has not run out because of that, and the bullying, harassment, terrorism, and misconduct, and gross levels of misconduct, and egregious levels of abusing authority, which caused me not to report a crime or report a crime accurately, means that the feds can go back in and open up a case and things like that in my own personal intimate partner violence case, and the level going forward 10 years back. So now you understand how the law applies in these cases with Trump, how these laws apply with cases with T.I. and Tiny, but some will be civil, some will be criminal in those situations with the people that they're dealing with and the victims. But you can't kill the victim, you can't threaten and terrorize the victim, because then you're adding federal charges for treasonous acts or federal levels of threatening, provoking, gaslighting, bullying, and domestic terrorism, which means it goes into felonious antics, which means that they go into criminal civil procedure. So at the same time, it can be basis for multiple criminal charges, meaning more than the limitations period could apply. Consult a knowledgeable attorney if you need to. So like I told you guys, I'm not an attorney. I'm just telling you what the law is based on what I've looked up. And then on top of that, also what I studied in school. And I was actually taught by an attorney. So I want you guys to understand the legal assistance. I don't give medical legal advice. And even as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, I don't diagnose unless I become an MD. But still, I would not give a medical advice. I tell you, I am not an MD. I'm not a medical doctor. Now you know why I do that and put that out there, because I don't want the liability. And so I'm done as a doctor, and I have the liability assurance. Therefore, I don't diagnose, and I don't do any medical treatment. The only thing I do as a medical assistant and certified NCNA, which I'm going back to do that and clapping out and getting my LPN, RN, then I'll be able to do all that as an MSW, LSW, and also as a physician's assistant and working my way up to a doctor. Then I have a license to treat and things like that. But until then, I tell you, I don't give you guys any medical advice. Only thing I encourage you to do is see a doctor, a therapist, and things like that until I get my credentials. The same thing with being a legal assistant. I don't give legal advice. I only tell you what the law is, but consult an attorney, a juris doctor, JD. So we did that for California. So I want you guys to know what the New York State limitations is. So when we talk about solicitation, grand theft, perjury, bigamy, or any forgery, extortion, arson, money laundering, that goes into totality and told levels of various reasons why the feds have a case and why the state may not have a case, but the feds do. But then it goes into a state case if it's overlapping state in a long form of the law, and that's an egregious level and a level of money, which it means $75,000 worth of misconduct or money laundering or money levels of what we call corporate crime or enterprises, corrupt enterprises. So Trump put his foot in his mouth with throwing people in, underneath the bus, not realizing that people can be investigating you for the same exact thing. So that's where I hate it for him, because he should have just talked less and said less.
oh, the statute of limitations in New York, and this is in the unified court system, and this is USC code, and things like that. So you have 1 year from an act is civil, 2 or 5 years, depending on the facts, criminal, and then under CPLR 215.3, criminal procedure 330-10, section 2B, or C, burglary or other things. So let's go over the statute of limitations in New York and why New York actually can still prosecute him 20 years later. It's 5 years in New York, okay, and up to 10 years in other things, while a defendant continually remains out of state or otherwise can't be found. But then you're talking about 10 years, and it, depending on what the court is about and what the actual misconduct was about. So we're talking about a level of statute of limitation on each type of crime. Let's go over that first. So arson, no time limit, 2 to 5 years, depending on the facts, and that's criminal procedure code 30-10, 2A, or B, or C. So you're talking about criminal arson, right? You're talking about assault and battery, 1 from act civil, 2 or 5 years, depending on the facts, criminal, and it can go up to 10 years of statute of limitations for that person upon discovery. So CPLR 215.3 and criminal procedure code 30.10, section 2B, or C. Then you're talking about burglary and levels of different things like that. You're talking about the statute of limitations, 2 to 5 years, depending on the facts. And then you're talking about criminal procedure 30.10, 2B, or C. Car accident or facilitated car accident, car tampering, 2 or 5 years, depending on the facts, criminal procedure. And if you're continuing to do all these egregious misconduct, like I told you guys, when someone was messing with my car, taking off the time belt, messing with the steering wheel, messing with the brakes, and not only is it still within the 5 years, but the continued misconduct and provoking gaslighting terrorism set the time clock again retroactive from 5 years to all the way up to now. So it means that the level of misconduct, if you try to kill me, commit the murder and all that, you're setting another time limit again for another 10 years, 15 years, up to 40th birthday. For other things that were going back 15 years, 10 years. And that's the sexual abuse, sodomy, rape, and things that were happening to me that are reported. So then we're talking about CSA, sex abuse. We're talking about most cases until the victim turns 55, civil, or turns 28, criminal. And this is for a child. So you're talking about CPLR 214D, criminal procedure 3010, and that's section 3 and section F. So then you're talking about child sex abuse, and that is up to the victim turns 55, civil, or turns 28, criminal. And the level of the statute of limitations where it first started when I was 27 years old up to now. So you're talking about 10 years ongoing battles and things like that. You reset the clock depending on where the person was from, what state that they occurred. And then on top of that, Georgia, and you're talking about a level of egregious long arm of the law in California and doing things to my daughter, which means there's a level of statute of limitations, but that 5 years is not up, and then up to the 28 and up to when I'm 40. So now you understand as to where I'm 55, and the death threats and revoking and tormenting, bullying, harassment, and saying, oh, I'll set you up, I'll put child pornography on your computer, and I don't watch that, or levels of death threats, oh, I'll have you set up, I'll poison your water, all the death threats, all the intimidation, set the statute of limitations right back over for all the tormenting and all the death threatening. So now you understand that now they've dug themselves a bigger hole in the situation in my political intimate partner about the situation, but let's talk about the people at hand. We're talking about T.I. and Kennedy. We're talking about President Trump, ex-President Trump, and we're talking about the level of egregious misconduct while in office. So then the feds go into that situation. That's where the feds have a case, and that's where they are building that case based on misconduct and statute of limitations did not run out because of egregious misconduct, and then people are coming forward and saying, you did this, you did this, you did that. So guess what? There's a level of, there's not going to be any fatal battle, fatal obsession, and fatal things like that in my intimate partner situation. That's why I don't want to get married, because I don't want to end up dead behind someone who has an agenda to hurt and harm me. That's why I do not feel comfortable in a marriage and why I was divorced, because there's a level of egregious misconduct, death threats, provoking gaslighting, intimidation, coercive control that went into the situation and affected me and made me unsafe in a situation that I should not have put a pawn in and made a target up. Due to other people's personal agendas. So I want to give you guys some examples of this, and then we're going to levels of Class A felony. There is no statute of limitation. So that felonious level for antics from New York go and extend to the long arm of the law for Florida and Georgia and California. So now you understand how it's interlinked with a level of cases that cannot be thrown out on a civil side, but on a criminal side. So you may not be able to pursue civil charges in some circumstances, but in other circumstances, you can pursue criminal charges in other circumstances. And you cannot kill the victim, you cannot threaten to kill the victim, and you cannot go out there trying to find out who the victims are. That's why they keep victims' identities fate because of situations like this, because when you have a wealthy, well-connected narcissistic sociopath or levels of misconduct or dangerous situations like this, that's why the victim's name has to be put in private. And then when people want to go and get what they call, well, the victim's liars, because the victims won't come forward because you're wanting to get the victim's identity to threaten them. That's why they protect the victim's identities now. And why they have loads of redacting names off of cases. Because at that point, when you are a victim, you are a material witness to a situation or a crime. And nobody wants to be a witness. No one wants to be threatened. And no one wants to be threatened. Don't be a witness. Nobody wants to be a witness. But if you're having a conversation, still, it can be used in a court of law. So now you know why it's strategically done like this in some cases where people talk about things because that audio can be used as a transcript. That audio can be used as evidence. So now you understand why some witnesses get smart and they learn how to talk and they learn how to do things because they're not technically being a witness. They're talking about the situation. Therefore, they're using a court of law. Well, narcissists need to learn to stop being narcissists, stop being terrorists and provoking and gaslighting and domestic terrorism, because it never works that well because the law and the dark comes. And I believe in all levels of light and order, and the law and order that works in our Constitution works. It's made for people like this who think they're above the law. And just like the FBI has always said, just like the CIA has always said, Department of Justice has always said, no one is above the law. You're going to get caught. So with that being said, we're going to get into emotional distress, 1 year from the act, and then law of tort, it can go up to a certain amount of years, each level of emotional distress. So if you've been putting me under 10 years of emotional distress, it goes 1 year from the act, and it's retroactive all the way back, and it can go up to 20 years if you keep up the terroristic antics. Contract oral, not in writing, 6 years, and up to a level, if it's felonious, an act, or a level of what we call embezzlement, or embezzling money from the public, that includes civilians in public sector and private sector, then you're talking about a level of that statute of limitations starts over, depending on the state's rules. Contract in writing, 6 years. Debt collection, 6 years. Emotional distress, 1 year from the act. So if emotional distress is ongoing from 10 years up to now, then that means the statute of limitations does not run out. Enforcing court judgment, 20 years. False imprisonment, 1 year civil, and then going forward, if you false imprisonment or make someone a prisoner of your egregious misconduct, abusive devices, antics, poison them, provoke them, gaslight them, tear them apart, and it goes up to a level of there is no limitation federal. Kidnapping. Wrongful kidnapping, no limit for up to or 5 years, depending on the facts. So the facts are you did terroristic kidnapping, or you kidnap someone against their will, and you force them under a level of trafficking or a level of misconduct or a level of drugging someone unlawfully illegally or without their consent or even the other non-disclosure agreement, and people don't understand why non-disclosure agreements do not work in crime. Because if you egregiously go and give somebody a pill, okay, or you put something in their drink, that's without consent. Therefore, your misconduct can be sued civilly and criminally, but if the statute of limitations went out in a criminal standpoint, like Las Vegas case, then you're talking about a criminal lawsuit can be brought forth, and then charges can be brought forth in another state if they happen in another state, but not in that state because of the statute of limitations, unless there was trafficking and that person can prove that they were trafficked or kidnapped against their will. Therefore, the statute of limitations does not run out. So now you guys understand why that case was dropped and pursuing criminal charges then. But if the victim can prove it and can prove that there's anything such as any STDs, or if they don't have STDs, or if they can go and account for all these and that they can show a pattern of this misconduct, then there can be a criminal case that can be brought forth on that, not on the same term. Libel and slander. What happened to me on the internet? 1 year from the act and each egregious act going forward. So now that they've been doing this for 10 years, libel, slander, and using me for a pawn and a bunch of BS that had nothing to do with me and dragging me into this comment laying abusive, egregious, divisive, and it overlaps states, then there's a level of the statute of limitations starts over. So I want to give you guys a prime example for money and not really talking about them because I told you I don't like them, but I'm not going to drag them for all their work in that situation, but I'm giving you an example of how this works. Then we're talking about manslaughter or wrongful death. That's up to 5 years. Criminal Procedure Code 3010, Section 2B. Medical malpractice or misdiagnosis, 2 years up to 6 months from the date of malpractice or for the end of continuous treatment rendered in the party entity, you intended to sue for particular condition, illness, or injury due to misdiagnosis, misdocumentation. So I told you that that facility needs to be sued. And all the egregious misconduct, and my exes knew where I was at, and they were the reason for it and a sick niece and mother. So she can be sued. misdemeanors and mortgages or levels of damages or debts incurred due to egregious misconduct, 6 years and 2 years, murder in the first degree, no time limit, or what we call a facilitated death due to misconduct or threats or death threats and things like that. There's no time limit. So I'm covered in those situations. Now you know why I told people stop bullying me, stop provoking me, stop terrorizing me, stop threatening me, because the statute of limitations has not run out. New York City, 90 days to give notice, 1 day and 1 year up to 90 days up to notice, and then if egregious misconduct under CPLR 217-8, that covers that, and other felonies, 5 years, overlapping with 10 years and 20 years up to sexual limitations with children, adolescents, young adults, and then on top of that from the date that you discovered it. So if I was 20 years, 8 years old at the time when I discovered the issues and problems and I reported it like I did, that means sexual limitations does not run out. And because they continue their antics of buffoonery, that means the police department can reopen those cases, steal the brakes off of them for causing them to be involved in cases that they had no business being involved in, and the misconduct and things that were alleged between the police department and those that used the police department for gross misconduct and gross abuses and things like that, the police can turn around and sue those parties that were involved. Where I dug the police department out of their problems because they didn't have the training to know how to investigate. That's why we got turned over to the feds. Thank God for angels that actually reported this to federal agencies, and then those that were in law enforcement that realized this is bigger than them, that they had to report it, and so did the bank. So now you understand where the criminal investigations had to go in and how this is going into the long arm of the law and other people who are loosely 6 degrees connected and levels of misconduct and abusive, egregious, divisive behaviors. And those that went after me shouldn't have never went after me because I'm innocent in all of this. I didn't do anything, but I think it's the same bank. Then on top of that, there's levels in the of anti-buffoonery, and then when I saw a DT on the bottom, never realized why, what was going on, and then that's the stuff that has to do with my FedEx and his father, and the antics that were going on in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and things like that, things that I have nothing to do with. I was born in the 80s. So now you understand that there's gross misconduct, negligence, and levels of egregious misconduct that's been going on, but that's the case from 91, 93, 94, 96, 2007, 2008, things that have nothing to do with me, but because of who I dated, that's how I ended up being a pawn in this and became a walking target. So the only thing is where a criminal messes up is when you target the wrong person. So not only did you target a civilian mother who was not a witness to anything because I don't know, but the thing is you also target a civilian mother because of other people you're dealing with who have engagement in dealings with you. So at this point in time, now you understand where the long of the law extends and where there's a level of misconduct and abusive device and antics, and the thing is you target the wrong people and the wrong person. So therefore, I was never going to be a witness, and I'm still not going to be a witness, because there's nothing to witness to. But what you don't do is death threat, provoke gas by car camper, mess with brake steering wheels, and you don't mess with somebody's home, and you don't terrorize them with their AC unit, and you don't terrorize them and use law enforcement at your own disposal and think it's going to work out well. Because like I said, no one is above the law, and there's a level of order. That's why the Constitution, oath of order, and oath of office was made for the government and law enforcement officials, no matter how long it takes to build their case. So evidently, the Trump case, it's just like the Antonin case, evidently the cases were being built some over a period of time. So now you know the law works. It's just not on your time, but it's on time. So now you understand the Constitution works. Our oath that we all take as civilians to protect against enemies, foreign and domestic, it can mean up to your favorite enemy, foreign and domestic, doing domestic terrorism, international, national. Now you know where international torts go into play and how I was mad about certain things because it grossly affected my favorite white boy from another mother who gets on my last chicken, rotten chicken nerves. So now you understand where my FedEx comes into play, going over there with his four Isha wife who is going to kick me Isha antics and send another girl down here threatening me, provoking me, and gaslighting me. So now you understand why I went after the girl because you kept on provoking me based on something your husband lied to you about. Then you realize you got God, and now you're mad. And now you're backpedaling and pussy popping. I had no problem with you until you played on my phone. I had no problem with you until I figured out that my FedEx is related to the same people who are involved in these cases from 91, 93, 94, 96 that still, again, have nothing to do with me. But because of you, you pulled me into things that have nothing to do with me. I ended up being a walking target for a moronic sociopath who thought I knew something and I knew nothing. And the law works. And I told you it works. It just didn't work on my time frame that I wanted to work. And so when I tell you about how far it is in misconduct, the police department ended up looking stupid, but the police department also broke the case. So not only did the Pensacola Police Department break the case, but Atlanta PD broke the case as well, and they were able to go break the case with the New York PD as well. So that's where these cases are kind of like similar to the same, but I want to give you an example of that so you understand in this vital information segment that you've got to know the law. You got to know how it works and how the long arm of the law, and it has to be a certain amount before it goes federal and state and federal and federal trump state. So now y'all understand what law works and how law and order works. It doesn't work on our time, but it works on time.
So rape has no time limit. So you guys know about the rape, the sodomy, and being cut with knives and being cut on my face, on my body, on my stomach 15, 16 times. I reported this to law enforcement. I reported this multiple times. So rape, sodomy, and waking up sore between my legs and things like that they did, then you know that there's a level left layer, like Tian Hayes' situation with that girl who went through that over there in Las Vegas, and then there's the one in Los Angeles. The statute of limitations does not run out on those disciplinary and abusive antics.
So they're still going to probably have a level layer of he said, she said, and a burden of proof. But if these people all show the pattern of misconduct, then the statute of limitations doesn't run out in Las Vegas. It means that they can't criminally be charged. Well, they can sort of if the other state bills and such file criminal charges, but that will be a civil lawsuit in Las Vegas. It would not be criminal because the statute of limitations ran out unless they can link up the cases. So now y'all understand how this is a slippery slope and how the court cases are going to be brought forth and how they're presented sets the tone of how they're going to either win or lose those cases. So 75-25, of 25% of winning those cases and 75% of them losing those cases. So he can't go around here intimidating any of the victims. That's why they're keeping the victims' names quiet for their safety and also to not be terrorized and threatened to not come forward. So here's the other one, slip and fall, or theft and larceny, or trespass, 3 years, 5 years, depending on the facts. And then on top of that, two years from death, wrongful death suit. So like my aunt died, and then there's levels of that, and we don't know how she died. But there's levels in death of wrongful death suits that can be done, or inquiry that can be done, but I'm not going to pursue that because it's not my month, it's not my show. But I want you guys to understand that I almost had a near death. So there's a level of civil lawsuit, criminal lawsuit, punitive damages that need to be paid because not only was I misdiagnosed myself, but you used medical to silence me and have me sitting over here soft up on medicine I didn't need because I was telling the truth that I was a victim of rape, sodomy. And then on top of that, level of misconduct with my FedEx, who was working for the police department, that was Jason Ryan Grassley, and Jonathan David Austin, said he can quote from John Avery, Joe Nathan, Jay Reed, that what Nico was talking about. We did it, Joe! So the levels and antics that she windmilled and windmilled for her husband because he told her a lie. So now she's finding out that her husband's a whole liar. So I feel bad for Gletnica because at the end of the day, you shouldn't have a windmill for your husband. You should have did your own homework. So when she said, what's good, I believe you, there's a level in depth of, well, you should have believed me from the jump. You should have never played on my phone, and you should have did your information homework and looked and saying that your husband was a liar. So when he said he married women for money, now you know that you got God. So at the end of the day, you should have never bullied a person who's innocent, who did nothing to you. You should have never played on my phone for Jason. You should have never got involved in egregious misconduct because they knew what they were doing. They had their own personal agenda because they knew I would find out about the cases that they had in 91, 93. Dawn was a kid back then, but his dad was one of those cases. And then Jason was actually a grown adult in 91, 93. So now y'all understand how far it can go and where sets of limitations, where cases can be reopened based on misconduct and what are the facts that are being presented. So I wanted you guys to see an example in my private situation, how far that can go. So in the state of, with Trump and the New York AG and the DA's office, they have a viable case. That's where he's in deep doo-doo. Because he wouldn't shut up. And tweet-deleting tweets can be used against him in a court of law. Even if you erase those tweets, they can be found. So now you understand where social media might have been the aggregating hero in this and where the platform actually have enough evidence and, well, he's going down like a pair of towels on fire. So it's like liar, liar, pants on fire. They have enough evidence against you and your other parties who were up there tweeting their behinds off, and not only that, those tweets can be used in a court of law. So now you know that a victim does not have to literally be a witness. Literally, it's documented. That's why a lot of abusers like Monica Tumor-Allison are all about the TSM. Maybe you should get off social media. And then she was talking about disorders, or she was talking about, oh, levels of different things like that, and I told you about the spectrum comment that was done on the Ellen Show, and but how do you know about me being on the autistic spectrum? How do you know about Miss Twist who did my sensitive disability? How do you know about all these different things, ma'am? My FedEx just went over there to your network. So now you need to understand how far a person will go and set the state 10 years prior to go and see the validity of a victim's claims. But my claims were on a sexual abuse and sodomy and rape and a level of intimate partner violence and technology abuses. It was never on any of the stuff that was going on. they just overlap because of people who know those people who mess up their own lives and their own careers as the narcs themselves, because they get so egregious in misconduct that they start spinning a web we weave when we practice deceive. But oh, what a web we weave on the internet, that's a web of networks. So you never know who knows someone's 50 degrees of separation, 30 degrees of separation, or 10 degrees of separation. And at the end of the day, follow light, fear not, and trust the light. And the thing is, with the light, it always says that they will pull people out from the ranks who are doing things, misconduct lane, abuse, and divisive. And sometimes it might be your favorite, and you find out their disappointment. Because that's what they say, sometimes your idols become your rivals, and your rivals become your idols. And then sometimes you have to be careful in all of that, because when you're trying to look to go cover up things, it's best for you to leave it alone, say nothing. Saying less is more. So now you understand how Trump walked himself into a court case, and then on top of that, trying to throw everybody else underneath the bus, open up a can of worms for other people. So I want you guys to understand how the AG is going to have a good case in the slam dunk case, and then on top of that, the DA's office is going to have that. Now you understand why people were being went after who were telling the truth. All those patriots who were telling the truth are literally people who lost their jobs for telling the truth. I'd rather lose my job for telling the truth in that case because it was egregious and misconduct and people are getting hurt. That's the difference in signing an oath for to protect me against enemies, foreign and domestic, and that means even your favorite who might be an enemy to the state, enemy to the federal, and enemy to the intelligence agency that they are trying to go outdo or outwit. So I want you guys to understand that. I want you guys to understand how law and order works. And so let's get into T.I. and Tiny. I'm not going to say much because I told you I don't like them. And I don't like personal things that went on because of John David Allison. He's Isaac Allison's son, Ricky Zeke B. Allison, on the DMF cases that John asked me about, and I had to Google it. So then I figured out who was all involved in those cases. That's Kardashian West and then John David Allison, his father, and Sydney Isha's mother. Well, that's the sexual limitations and cases in tort law and things like that. So let's go into what a tort is. What is a tort? A tort is a wrongful act or an infringement of a right other than under a contract, leading to civil liability, legal liability, public nuisance, or as a crime, or as well as a tort. So public nuisance says is libel, slander, harassing, cyberbait, cyberspell, provoking, gaslighting, tormenting, bullying, harassment on the internet is considered a tort. Trolling is a tort under IP3 crimes. A wrongful act of infringement, and this is under a plural noun, leading to civil legal liability. It's Latin for tort, or to twist. So medieval Latin, tortum, wrong, injustice, old French, a level of tort. Wrong injury. So in levels of wrong injury from Old French, from medieval Latin tortum, wrong injustice, are a past participle of Latin tort, to twist. So when you twist the lay of the land and the law to your benefit to cover up criminal misconduct, negligence, or levels and layers of egregious crimes, that is a tort. For example, a car accident or facilitating car accident, tampering with a car, a driver gets hurt, or somebody could have gotten hurt, is a tort. Because if he or she is not paying attention, it might end up being a tort of criminal vehicular manslaughter, attempted murder, or attempted homicide. If a person is hurt by someone else, he or she can sue in court. Many torts are accidents like car accidents or facilitation to commit car accidents or cause somebody a car crash or messing with brakes. Like pedal to the metal, or playing these nasty type of games. The levels of tampering with my car in Georgia at night was a tort. Tampering with the steering wheel mechanism on a rainy night in Georgia is a tort. Tampering with the brake mechanism and the timing belt is a tort. Many torts are accidents like car accidents or slippery forward to make a person fall down and get hurt, or a level of gross level of misconduct by police using implicit bias and throwing someone to the ground like it happened to me. And that was Matthew Markle that did that. And then he sat there and hit my head against the floor. But they erased the tape over there at the facility, the same one that had the contract with DTNF. The same one when they told me, sign a state work, no. Sign a state work, no. Sign a state work, take your daughter, no. Sign a state work, or we'll sit there and put you in the floor and stay hostile, no. Sign a state work, no. Change what you're saying, no. Change what you're saying, no. I'll find it under duress. That's the only way I was able to get out. So I spent 17 days against my will after the technology abuse terrorism that I was freaking out about, and I'm Asperger's. So now you understand how far they went to shush me and then medically misdiagnose me and shush me further and have me doped up on medicine that I didn't need. was creating confusion. So when I was trying to tell what was going on, I only had bits and pieces of what was going on until I sat down and proved my argument and was able to start looking at stuff, piecing things together. Then I realized, oh, crap, this is bigger than me. Oh, crap, these people might know this. These people were doing IT hack and unlawful surveillance invasion and policy, trying to get ahead of things and then trying to skew the validity and keeping up these egregious misconducts. So that's where these neighbors got involved in terrorism, provoking the gaslighting, just like Tiffany Isha, who's princess, the same girl that was doing provoking gaslighting back in the day with her daughter Cookie at the McDonald's and things like that. And I told you, she moved in next door. I don't have a problem with her. I have a problem with Montezuma Allison and Pledge and then the levels of Bishop. There's one time I was playing a dragon, but I got a dragon tattoo. So I want you guys to understand the word style, Pitney Isha antics that Montezuma Allison did all about the tea. So now you understand what she's talking about, a level of disorder or spectrum and things like that. But you're playing these petty games. When I just talked to my doctor and he asked me about different things, and I said, that's a misdiagnosis. And he said, oh, okay, how? I said, because back in the day when I was raised as a child, they didn't do the forensic work and things like that, so they misdiagnosed me then. Then on top of that, a level of when I'm older and I've told your Asperger's, I'm on the spectrum. Now you understand the Pitney antics and the Pitney Isha antics, and this woman put her foot in her mouth trying to be a nasty norm. And that was 6 days ago when I was sitting out there offline, so I outlined exactly how far this went in this nasty Pitney Isha, so then she's above the law because she's a billionaire. But she's also involved in the cases in the mid-80s and the cases from 91-93. And that was President Trump. So I want you guys to understand how far this went. A tort is an act or omission that gives rise to injury or harm to a greater amount of civil wrong for which a criminal wrong imposes liability. In the context of tort, injury describes the invasion of any legal right to justice or whereas harm is arrived and describes the loss or detriment in fact that an individual suffers due to a level of criminal misconduct or a civil misconduct or a level of criminal misconduct or a level of harm that's inflicted, emotional or financial or economic or force control. Intentional torts, negligence, and strict liability, personal injury, or civil litigation that can come forth and come to a wide range of personal injury cases, criminal, that are under three types, intentional, negligence, and strict liability. So that tort falls under intentional torts exists. Four of them are personal assault, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, false imprisonment, terrorism, and emotional distress or economic abuse, financial abuse from force of control. So all that falls under me being a victim of several people who did this where they need to be sued and liable for slander, libel, and all the things that they did to me and the provoking gaslighting they did on social media. So where they messed up at is terrorizing, provoking gaslighting, and then trying to shut me up when I wasn't doing anything wrong. All this talking about situation and intimate partner violence, domestic terrorism, and torts that arise from a level layer of misconduct, abuses that Jason did to me, Jonathan did to me, his Nisha mother and father, but because they were trying to cover up their involvement in cases that were in 91, 93, 94, 96, and ongoing so forth and whatnot. So therefore, their friends that they're connected to in New York, the long arm of the law extends because there's egregious levels of amount of money that was stolen from me, business money that was stolen from me, so that encompasses over there to Liverpool, UK, and the levels of antics that they did to my white boy, that they messed up his family brand and family name, and that's why I was mad with the white boy, but it was in the wrong direction because they were egregiously doing this through other people. So that's why I was asking the white boy, what exactly happened? How the hell do you know certain things? So now you guys understand how that can go with multi-perpetrator, multi-district, multi-tort. So the white boy has a case to be able to sue the brakes off of them for what they've done to mess up his family brand, family name, due to the fact of involving him in this kind of situation that he otherwise wouldn't have participated in, kind of my FedEx not when his musty behind over there with his nasty behind white. And then other people who were involved in this situation. So now you guys understand how the white boy has a case over there in Liverpool, how he can sue the brakes off of them and get his money because it cost him enough money in his family and things like that and other people who are extended family and create a level of misconduct. And the same thing for myself because I felt bad because the white boy got in trouble because of antics that they created, but he got involved with me and getting to know me and we're just perfect strangers that know each other and stuff like that, based on 2017 and 2018. So he has nothing to do with these cases, but these cases are gross misconduct, negligence, but I stopped talking to him because I didn't want him involved in these cases because, again, these cases had nothing to do with me per se, but the people I dated. But those people I dated are the same ones that were in that white boy's face. So now you guys know how far they took it and misconduct, abusiveness, and abused the law, and abused other people, and drug them into a whole situation that should have never went to start. What are the characteristics of a tort? civil wrong, a civil wrong, unlike crime, breach of contract, breach of trust, infringement of rights and rim, which tort is the infringement of right and rim where it's not right in person, but a right extended of human law and punitive law and substantial law, rights fixed by law, common law, action, and remedy of a tort. So I want you guys to understand that and the difference between a tort and a crime. A crime is wrongdoing which hampers the social order of the society that we live in, which means the oath of order, oath of office, and constitutional law, the Athenian law, and an Oxford law. And it's the wrongdoing which hampers an individual or his property or what we call a home-based business, which comes under federal and also state protection. Now you know why I said they need to leave me alone, stop playing psychotic games, because it covers under state a level of what we call state and federal, and then tort law and criminal law, civil procedure, and punitive damages that need to be sought. Crime happens mostly intentionally. It's a deliberate act which people do things for unlawful benefit. So it means trying to go keep a person from telling something that's going on with them, or trying to shut them up, medically using misdiagnosed misdocumentation to shut them up, or to overly medicate someone and damn near kill them, like they did, weighing 150 pounds more than what I weighed, and diagnosing me with medicine that I didn't need to be on based on Technisha and her husband, and then that husband that went over there to the own network. So now you understand how far it went and levels of egregious misconduct and involving other people that I hardly know. But these people are involved in cases in the 80s and when I was born in the 80s and whatnot, and levels of paperwork that was done in the mid-80s and doctored. So now you know how far this went, but the levels of sexual limitations and how it goes on and how it can be reversed due to the fact of egregious misconduct. So it goes into an inquiry about why this all happened, and then the DA can make a case based on that. So I'm giving you an example of my private situation, how that goes into Trump's situation and see how in his situation, everything all the way from 2007, 2008 going forward can be opened up in 2005 if they go and approach it in a certain manner. So I don't hate Tiana Tony. I just hate the situation because John was the intern over there at Grand Hustler. Here's an example of that. Quite a tort case takes place when an individual intentionally engages in acts that effectively cause injury or damage to another person. And a plaintiff can file intentional tort suit in this situation. Examples of intentional torts include battery, conversion, false imprisonment, and defamation of character, slander, libel, torture, battery, emotional abuse, domestic terrorism on and offline, and then on top of that, negligence tort. A level of negligence and civil torture that occurs when a person breaches his duty of care, but he's owed another duty to which another person suffers from hardship or ongoing undergoes legal injury and layman's terms negligence, or what we call gross miscarriage of justice malfeasance, and could be explained as a failure of discharge or omission to doing something due to carelessness or behavior or implicit bias. So now you guys understand the levels and depth of how far this can go back, and they can go back and open up cases and sue the rights of each party, including up to those that were working for the police department and doctoring paperwork and telling lies to court, or like Mueller's investigation. Messing up Mueller's investigation means that there's a federal level of lawsuit that's going to go against Trump and his situation, and the Tiana Tiny, the same thing. If they even mess with any witnesses or even threatening witnesses, then it means retroactive. They can go back and reopen those cases on different grounds. So now you understand with vital information how this works in court and sections of limitations, and then on the other latter side of the news this week. So I wanted to bring up these different things and vital information for you guys to understand it. So when you guys see law enforcement, you get mad because law enforcement may be wanting to pursue a case, but they can't because they don't have enough evidence, or therefore lack of evidence, it goes full case. Then you go into where when they finally get evidence, they can reopen those cases on those grounds due to lack of evidence. Then they finally get evidence years later, they can reopen a 20-year-old case. Now you know why. It's harassment or tort. It inflicts mental distress to be actionable under a tort of harassment. Authorities including the extensions of tort liability allow for the recovery of near mental distress arising out of harassment. That includes intimate partner violence, domestic terrorism, and then marital distress due to a level of mental emotional distress, and tort law covers that. Then on top of that, you can do that arising distress arising out of misconduct and procedural misconduct, or levels of what we call criminal misconduct and the levels of emotional distress arising from that. So now you know why I said they should have left me alone in the beginning. Don't go after somebody who's only a victim of certain situations, because you only added on to that, and then you end up causing reopening of other cases that have nothing to do with me, and you did it to yourself. So not only did y'all bullying, harassing, provoking, gaslighting, but you ended up reopening cases based on certain grounds. And it has nothing to do with me. It's slander or tort. Oral or spoken defamation slander is legal for a term act of hampering a person's reputation by telling one or another something that is untrue or damaging that person. But so when I covered myself by the other thing the other day because it's actionable and true, so I pledged you the audio and sheather that documents her being an internet troll, a provoker, a gaslighter, and being on cocaine, then playing all these nasty narco games and sending someone down here, there is no tort in that and she can't sue me because it's true and there is no libel and there's no slander. It was told the truth of, so she can't ever sue me. So at the end of the day, she does get me these answers on behalf of her husband, who is actually my FedEx, who wrote separation. So if I find out we're married based on the paperwork that was forged in the document, that means I am granted a divorce based on a level of entering into a marriage under false pretenses and levels of domestic terrorism, domestic abuse, and intimate partner violence, technology abuses, and I can get my divorce granted on that, and he committed a level of bigamy by marrying another woman in another state. They can only be married in two states, and one, California and Utah. Therefore, the levels and depths of bigamy that he committed, he will be sued for that, and then laws and slander based on what his wife did over there. They could stay married. She doesn't have to testify against him, but she certainly can be sued for libel and slander on her part of what she did to me. So now you guys understand why you don't pick me to a windmill for your husband or why you don't windmill for anybody who is your friend or your people that you're connected to, because their cases are going to get this woman effectively 86 hours of contract and be sued for civil libel, slander, domestic abuse, terrorism, and sending another woman who is industry down here calling his petty and doing all these nasty antics and whatnot and provoking and gaslighting me and doing what she did and threatening to beat up on me when I told her, don't come back down here or I will mock you up because you're not going to threaten me and you're not going to terrorize me on the behalf of somebody I went to high school with. This high school ended on that EP high school and in the Sucker Free album, which Jason was on that Sucker Free album and doing the production and whatnot because the song Grafty was married to Tina. Now you understand 6 degrees separation and how tort and libel and slander can be sued and whatnot, and I won't be the one being sued because the folks that were involved in all these cases have to do with people that were involved with my baby's father, who his baby mom is actually one of dating Cliff a long time ago, and Cliff was in Atlanta, and levels of answers were learning that John was in Atlanta, and St. Andrews are having to deal with all these different things, and then I was able to look back at those cases, and I realized that they were interconnected. It's not my baby's dad's fault. It is a level of Jason's fault and Jonathan's fault because they were the ones involved in those cases. And their parents were involved. So now you understand how far this went. Then I want you guys to understand a criminal level of trial, there is a level and depth of people in gross misconduct, negligence, and their abusive devices antics to try to set up a victim of basic crime. They elevate it into criminal crime by using the internet to terrorize, provoke, gaslight, and then on top of that, egregious levels of IC3 crimes for gross misconduct, negligence, and provoking and gaslighting, and levels of damages that can arise from what they did. And car tampering is attempted murder, attempted homicide, and then medical euthanasia, which is what they should not have been trying to do, and I could have died from that. So it means there's civil lawsuits and criminal lawsuits that need to be brought forth. So when we're talking about crime, law, and order, you have to understand how the law works. So when the feds sent me paperwork in 2017, the Department of Justice for Disability Rights and Services, and the man got my house and rearranged paperwork, he didn't want justice to be served because it would reveal how about all his connections with those same people in New York, California, Atlanta, and all the antics that they have done and all the things that they participated in, and it will reveal them for who they are, a nasty, out-of-order person of using their authority and position of power. So the same example with Trump and his dealings with his people that he knows the Kardashian West, who also knows Jonathan David Allison, you guys, Zeke Allison, and Freaky Zeke Allison that went over to their own network. So I want you guys to understand how far it can go in a situation, in civil lawsuits, in criminal lawsuits, but that's not here nor there. But the thing is, I'm only a target and a pawn in a situation that shouldn't have had nothing to do with me. If they would have left me alone, this would never have gotten this far. But then again, at the same token, I'm a victim of a level of intimate partner violence and domestic terrorism, foreign and domestic, and a level of misconduct that they did to me is a level of federal and civil, and that's why the feds sent me the paperwork, and the feds saved my life. And the CIA saved my life because they had to do investigations. They had to see what was going on, which probably led them to understanding what was going on and why it happened in other cases that have nothing to do with me, but I'm the child that was in the 80s. And so it's my sister, but the levels of death threats and the threats to, for people who were in industry who were sitting at the top of going to the military to shoot my sister, now you know where the death and life and death and civil torts, criminal torts, and libel suits need to go in and where there's going to be a level and death of prosecution on that part, on a private matter, and civil cases, criminal cases on that side. But the other stuff has nothing to do with me, but there's a level of misconduct and abuse of power and authority and that's where the DA is bringing those cases forward. And those other cases, I'm giving you examples in my situation, how a DA would bring cases in that case. Not against me, because I didn't do anything. I'm just a victim. I never want to go to court. I never want to speak up about it because it was so deep and so bad. And I never wanted to speak up about it because I knew it would end up in a situation just like how Trump talked himself into court, and just like there's a level of depth of misconduct and abuse of position and authority. And then I realized that it was bigger than me. Therefore, I sat out of it, and I'm glad I did, because at this point in time, it's a deadly situation, detrimental situation, and police departments and agencies were used, and that's not fair, and that's not right. That's why windmills so hard, because I was like, I'm tired of being went after and gone after when this has nothing to do with me. I don't want to be a witness to nobody's stuff. But then at the same token, in the same breath, these jerks that had their own personal agenda were involved in these 91, 93, 94, 96 cases, and 2008 cases, they are people I dated. Therefore, at 6 degrees separated, but leave me alone. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I was a kid. And the other person I dated was a child, too, but his father was involved in those cases. So now you guys understand that the law wash is just not on my time, but it was on time. So that's the vital information for today. I want you guys to tweet me. Tell me what you think, and then I'm going to call in live, 515-602-9765, and then I want you guys to understand that law and order works, criminal law works, civil law works, punitive law works, but not always on the victim's time, and that's why a lot of victims, they lose wind, or they get to a point of they don't want to even pursue it because it's gone on so long, and that's where I'm at, because it's gone on so long, and then on top of that, it's so deep, bigger than me, I don't want to involve it, and I shouldn't have had any involvement. In the first place, never use somebody for a pawn if you think it's the weakest link. I'm not the weakest link because I wasn't linked to this other than just dating someone. And it's just one of those type of things that I want no part of it. Leave me alone. I'm going to keep slapping you with the truth to you. Leave me alone. So I did. The vital information was about the different news and what was going on. I hope I brought you a good presentation about different things and what was going on in the news. Tell me what you think about Bow Wow and Romeo and the versus battle. Then for the culture, what you all think, who should be in next versus. Then tell me what you think about Tiana Tiny's situation. And then tweet me, let me know. And then on top of that, on the Trump Organization situation, what you think? Give me your opinion. But let's stay out of the politics part of it, but at least talk about it, and let's get the conversation going. This is Vital Information Talk Radio Diva with Talk Radio Diva CC, the power to do more. Text 866-727-9323 or 404-418-5104. Our book online at Talk Radio Diva for your interviews and things like that. And this is Vital Information. I'm going to take you guys out of here, and we'll talk tomorrow or a little later today on the other presentations on Module 9 and 10. And we're going to talk about resiliency and how to get past grief and suffering and pain and suffering when you've gone through things like this and hardship. For the hardships in life that were designed to kill me and hurt me and harm me, I made it through it. So at this point in time, I follow the light, fear not, I trust the light. And luckily, the light and light seekers and ascended back to what kept me going and kept me going and rebuilding back better than ever. So the power to do more, Talk Radio Divas, see you later. Heart, I'm out.